B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's
Friday. Oh, thank God.
We made it.
Friday.
Let's do that.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. In 2020, we see you.
Oh, it keeps delivering.
Holy cow. Get up this morning. My routine, in case you're always wondering, LBFG.
Oh, boy, I'm curious. I wake up and I'm like,
how does Bob start
his
day?
Doing right
well,
now.
I'm going to tell you. I've got one of these coffee machines that has a timer, right?
Yep.
Set to go. Boom. Get up about 3:30.
Yep.
Have a cup of coffee, turn on the news. Usually it's mundane, whatever, the latest.
Right. Here. You've heard it.
Yep.
It's recycled.
This morning I had to look twice. Almost had a coffee spit. I text my wife from the living room.
Wow.
Well, yeah. The East Wing, you mean?
Yeah. No, it's like the West Wing.
Oh, okay.
So I texted her because I would never do that normally. But she's an easy sleeper. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you just yell upstairs? That'd be funny.
Well, you know, the dog. I don't wake the dogs.
Okay. Yeah.
They'll
yeah.
They'll get all yippy, excited. And I just thought maybe when she woke up, she'd see
yes.
it. This is 3:30. President and Melania test positive COVID-19. It boom. She picks it up.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Is 20? You know, 2020. Could it get any crazier?
It's crazy.
Wow.
So it's a crazy time.
Yeah. So they tested positive.
Yeah,
they say they're okay.
They're quarantining now. The White House doctor says that they're feeling fine right now.
His only comorbidity is
This is not me saying
okay.
this. I just want to say this.
Yeah.
All right,
mm-hmm.
because for a moment I was like, oh man. So I get the Apple alert on my phone, and I'm like, what? So I click on it and says, you know. The President Trump and First Lady have tested positive for coronavirus. Donald Trump, 74 and obese. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's the
if
worst.
If that is, like, I would be so upset right? if that was the descriptive of me getting some horrifying
74 and obese. Yeah. Anything in obese
he's
is not
very
good.
Susceptible
yeah.
to the...
That's one of the conditions that would make it more difficult to get over.
Right.
Well, we'll see. But they say they're you know, doing okay. Asymptomatic. That's what you want.
Right. Okay? Well, yes, I guess.
Anyway, but... crazy times.
Anyway, yeah. The obese thing. I
yeah,
felt
no,
bad.
Don't ever.
Like,
don't
that's
ever,
harsh.
No,
even
you don't want
tough.
That. Anyway, it's 5:40. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Cloudy today and 65. That's it. Cool nights, 47. And your 80s artist of the day. I had to chuckle because one of our listeners that we met last week, saying if they won $1 million, would start their own food truck.
Oh yeah. Nice.
What were they going to call it, Brian, if you remember?
What the heck was it?
REO
Cheese Wagon.
Yeah, the REO.
Oh, my God, that's great.
And he wanted to sell cheese sandwiches.
Brilliant.
REO Cheese Wagon. Well, he didn't win the million.
But you know what? He should go on their small business
We should fund that anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Go fund me, the REO Cheese Wagon. Anyway, REO Speed Wagon is your 80s artist of the day. 8 o'clock, noon, and 4, they're worth $500. A caller, 100. And as we say, why not you? Right? Lady, I've been
feeling so cool. ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Shaw's. Shop Shaw's and earn 4x points on your purchase of $10 or more of fall savings items. Look for the tags and enter your phone number at checkout to earn points. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Visit Shaw's.com/rewards. LBF, what do you got? What's cool over there?
Almost half of Americans do this to their car, and today's the day to celebrate it.
I've never done it.
You've never done it?
You want to play that game again?
I do it all the time.
Brian, do you do it?
No, not really.
No, you don't do it? No. It better be.
I'm totally into it.
It better be really good for me to like it.
All right.
Do that.
All right.
Okay, Brian Bell, what's going on?
And Brian's going to turn this car around.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Something that an NFL team is doing, and maybe that's a good sign for the Patriots. And maybe we'll be able to go see a game again soon.
Well, what is, we need to find out what the deal is with when fans will be allowed into Gillette again. It's getting weird. Okay, and I will tell you how likely it is when someone says not likely or probably or possibly. What the odds are of those things actually happening.
Really?
Scientifically determined.
Don't tell my kids.
Well, it's almost certain I will. We'll see about that. Okay, LBF, what is it?
Okay, it's a big day today. Today is Name Your Car Day.
Yeah,
and almost half of Americans do it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've named most of my cars. The past three.
I've called it names. You know.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wouldn't name it.
You don't name your car?
No, but I've called it names.
You want to know the names of my cars?
Go ahead.
Okay, currently I'm driving Joan London. I name my...
Yeah, why Joan London again for folks who...
Well, I have a little red car, and one time my dad at Christmas... somebody gave me a red sweater and I held it up in front of me and my friends were around and he just out of nowhere said, Joan London! And I said, oh my God, what's wrong with you? And he said, Joan London looks great in red and so do you.
And
so
that was your dad?
Yeah, that was my
great.
Dad.
Oh,
so
okay.
Now I named my little red car
little
Joan red, London.
Little Joan London.
Dave's car is a Jeep.
Does it have a place for mom?
Yeah, exactly. Right next to me. It's a two-seater practically.
Yeah.
Dave's car is Wolverine. And this is why, because when he bought it, there was this weird scratch in the back. And I was like, there's kind of a scratch. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, I'll just call it Wolverine.
That's
so
it.
Now we get into Wolverine.
And you still do. That's fun.
Yeah.
So Dave doesn't necessarily do it. You name all
She's
the cars.
Well, yeah, because I named it like his favorite car, Satine, because he, from Moulin Rouge, because he loved it as much as Ewan McGregor loved
The way
Nicole
he looked
Kidman.
At her.
Yes, the way he looked at that car. He looked at that car like he loved it more than he loved me.
Wow.
Which isn't
jealous of her car.
Difficult.
But anyway,
okay. It's one I first knew.
Well, have fun.
Name your car.
Name your car day. Okay, Brian, what
All
do
right.
you got?
Something cool the Atlanta Falcons are doing, not just blowing games, but down in their stadium... They are using drones. They just posted this. Their Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 71,000 seats. They're using drones to, like, crop dust sanitize all the outdoor seats.
Yeah.
They have, you know, going around spraying. Like, they do it in our building, like, once a week. They do the, you know.
They do?
Yes, they do.
Really
make
memos.
That's why we're COVID-free. Yeah.
And, so this is the way they're doing it to, you know, maximize... The amount, they don't have to have a million people going, wiping everything down.
Right.
They just have these drones go and do it out. So
that's
maybe
really
if this works well, you know, other teams, maybe the Patriots
could do it
could
to
do
the
something.
Entire country.
Yeah. have drones up. Brand drones.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll see.
So we need to find out when Gillette is going to let some peeps in.
I don't know.
It can't be.
We'll see how this
smart.
Next phase Not goes bad. Next week.
And finally, someone gave people a list of terms we all use to describe how likely things are to happen. Like maybe, might happen, probably. Here are the items and what the chances are when people actually meant when you say it. So if you say it's very unlikely it's going to happen.
It's very unlikely.
24% chances it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If it's unlikely, then it's 29% chance it'll happen. Probably won't happen. 31% chance.
Yep.
If someone says it's a 50-50 chance, they actually mean 50-50.
Yeah.
That's good to know,
that's
right?
The most honest thing.
Yeah. Probably more likely than not is 62%. So if someone says to you, hey, LBF, you're going to get a raise, more likely than not.
That's a positive.
That's 62.
Yep.
If they're likely to happen, this is likely to happen.
Yep.
You're
going
to get a raise. 67% chance. If they say you'll probably get a raise... Guess what?
No.
70%
chance. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they say it's almost certain you're going to get a raise, what do you think the chances are? Almost
89%.
Certain. Brian?
I'll go 82%.
80%.
Yeah.
Almost certain. So 8 out of 10 chances. So if the boss says to you when you ask about that raise...
What are the ones on the bottom of that list?
Yeah, exactly.
Very unlikely.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he was.
That's what I've heard.
Yep. About that.
I'll take a probably won't for a 31, please. How about an upside chance? 35. Cloudy this morning. A few showers developing. A high today is 65. And then tomorrow, sunny, 65. Sunday, guess what? A few clouds. 65.
Yeah, I know. Wow. It's like repeat.
Yeah, it's like, isn't that Social Security age?
65?
Yeah.
I don't know these things, Bob.
Yeah, you shouldn't. 3 days. 65. Well, if you're just waking up, maybe, I mean, you haven't heard, President Trump and his wife Melania have both announced they have COVID-19, and they're asymptomatic. So
right
there's
now.
That. You got the word from, I mean, I got it this morning getting up, turned the news on, and boom, right there.
Yeah, it was my Apple.
Your Apple told you?
Yes.
Yeah, Apple, your watch, your phone,
my
whatever.
Phone. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Yeah. But then, and I...
Yeah.
I'm just saying that there's a reason to wear a mask, because if you do come down with COVID-19 and you are a little chubs, they will mention your weight in the second sentence, because that's what happened to Donald Trump. It said Donald Trump and Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19, period. Mm-hmm. Next sentence. Trump, 74 and obese. And I'm like,
oh my God,
is just awful.
Okay, but here's the thing with obesity.
Tell me. Please tell me.
They draw the line pretty, you know.
Like
thin.
Obese? Yeah, like it's like.
Yeah, you go from husky to obese pretty, you know, within a pound.
Yeah, within a donut.
With one donut.
One donut. Yeah, and so, you're like off the charts.
Right. Well, maybe just one more donut.
You're going to cross the line.
But that's what, I mean, yeah. I mean, I know that that's shallow and horrible of me, but that, then again,
no.
That's on brand.
Yeah.
But. That's my takeaway. Like,
you don't want anybody to call you obese under.
I don't. I just feel bad for anybody who's in the second 74 and obese. I'm like, oh, ouch,
I know.
Ouch. But, you know, my fear.
That is his existing condition.
Yeah.
Right there.
74 and obese or COVID-19?
The pre-existing, it would be, as they're saying, obesity.
You know my big fear.
What's that?
Is being caught on the B-roll of an obesity story on TV. You know how they always cut to the B-roll and there's just chubby
rolls?
People walking around?
Yeah.
And I'm always afraid of what it's going to be. I'm like, that's me!
Oh, no, that's never going to happen.
Ha, ha, ha. Let's hope not, right? Cross your fingers.
Hey, cameraman, go out and get some belly roll, please.
Right.
B-roll?
No, belly roll.
Yeah, okay. Mm. All right, coming up, Dirty Laundry, what's in the bin?
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Apropos of nothing. Mm. Do you think that a $12,000 backpack for a four-year-old is a bit much?
Cardi B again?
No.
Okay.
But we got to find that clip.
Yeah, we do, because if she fly, you fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's 647 LBF. Let's jump in. What kind of good gossip and dirt do you have for us?
Okay. Stevie Nicks wishes this guy was older for reasons we're all aware of. And he guesses I'm going to tell you at the end of this.
Stevie Nicks wishes this guy was older.
Older. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Boy, do I wish he were older.
Well, now. How much older?
I like
older,
how she didn't say, I wish I were young. Because, you know, she puts the onus on him.
Yeah.
Hurry up, boy.
Well, who could it be? Think of hurry up, boy. What you going to do, boy?
Son.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, go.
Is a $12,000 backpack for, like, a four-year-old inappropriate? I feel it might be.
It's got to be Cardi B.
It's not Cardi B.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
I'm positive.
Next story.
I'll tell you who it is.
Yeah, okay. I love these teases.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, pictures of Kylie Jenner in a bikini are not really, you know, newsworthy, except she just posted one and it resulted in 48,000 new voter registrations. So a Kardashian is actually useful. A Jenner, I should say.
Wow.
All right.
Who was
know?
It? Yeah. Was it?
All right. It was Kylie Jenner.
Oh,
her daughter.
I thought it was
12,000.
Celebrity by the kids' jury. People be like, kids don't care about that. They only care about toys and candy. If I'm fly and daddy's fly,
yeah.
And then so is the kid.
Yeah, see?
If I'm wearing Shanae, my kid's having the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see?
If I'm wearing Shanae, my kid's wearing the same thing.
That's right.
Well, Kylie Jenner apparently wears Hermes. Zay's.
Hermes.
And, wow. And Stormy, her daughter, is wearing the same thing. Because she had a $12,000 Hermes backpack in this video of the first day of school.
A four-year-old daughter with a $12,000.
Bethany Frankel, the voice of reason in America.
Oh, okay.
From The Real Housewives of New York. I actually really like Bethany. I think she's a decent person. Mm-hmm. I mean, she does a lot of charity work. She quit The Housewives. She's be strong.
Yeah.
She's got a really severe jawline.
She's no
like
pushover,
her.
I'll tell you that.
She said it was the most transparent humble brag and says it's inappropriate to flaunt your wealth amid the greatest unemployment crisis of our lifetime.
Wow.
Dang, girlfriend.
Yeah, then she had some skinny martini and went to bed.
She sure did.
Mm.
I like it. I like a person who says it like it is. I think we're a little angry.
Yeah.
Women.
We're on edge. Yeah,
women
you
in particular.
Yeah, you and Iron Joe.
Yeah, I think yep.
Okay.
All right, so who's not angry? Stevie Nicks, because she's just dreaming about this guy. Who do you think she wishes?
All right, young guy has to be.
Old. I guessed it.
You did, didn't you?
This morning.
It's a musician for sure, right?
Any guesses, Brian Bell?
Somebody from One Direction or something?
Oh
my God.
Correct,
really?
Sir.
Which one?
Harry Styles.
Oh.
Harry Styles. And you know what? I totally get it because he has a Lindsey Buckingham vibe with the curly hair and aloof attitude and, you know, basic talent. She could do way better.
Yeah, I think she probably has.
I bet you she has. Boy, I'd like to sit down.
Boy,
and
who
talk
do you wish was younger? That is fun. Or older.
Older.
That's
who do
fun.
I wish was older?
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think anybody. No. At this point, I'm like, just all you puppies, stay puppies.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Stand down.
Yeah.
Sit.
Mama's tired.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, it's Friday. Let's have some fun.
All right.
Right. Some Friday fun. We're going to play, I think, were you on vacation? We played 6 feet over under. Were you
no,
here?
No, I was here.
You were here. Okay.
I remember that.
You remember the game, 6 feet over under?
Yeah, it's sick.
And that's why we like it. Okay. So the way it works is we got two players on the phone. We have Nancy from Fitchburg. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
And we have Rich from Bridgewater online. Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning.
All right, guys. 6 feet over under is your answer is always going to be over or under. Of course, if they're over, that means they're alive. Under means they're not. Okay?
You know, feet under.
Or over. Get it? Okay.
Get it?
Get it? All right, so we're going to run through a list of 10. Whoever gets the most right is going to be the winner. So, you guys, here we go. The answer is over or under. I'm going to start with Nancy. Jerry Lee Lewis, over or under?
Under.
You say under. Rich, what do you say?
I say under.
You both say under. LBF?
Over.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I thought he was dark.
All right. 0-0. Okay, Rich, Julie Andrews, over or under? Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews is under.
Under. And what do you say, Nancy?
I say over.
And LBF.
She's alive as the hills.
Yeah. The hills are alive.
I'm a loser.
No, we're still going. We have more to go. You have a chance. Okay, right. Nancy. Bob Barker, over or under?
Over.
You say over. Rich?
I'm going to say over with that one.
You are correct. He is alive and well and spaying animals.
Spaying. Okay. Are you keeping score, Bri? Here we go.
All right.
Okay. Rich, Danny Aiello. Danny Aiello, big movie star back in the day.
Once around.
Over.
I'm gonna go under.
You say under. How about you, Nancy? Danny Aiello?
I say under.
Under. LBF?
Under. He's dead.
Oh, Danny. We hardly knew you.
Oh, Danny boy.
Oh, Danny boy. Okay. Nancy. Bill Pullman. Bill Pullman. Over or under?
Over.
You say over. How about you, Rich? Bill Pullman.
Bill, who is it? Bill who?
Bill
Pullman.
Pullman, P-U-L-L-M-A-N. What movie was he in?
I'm going to say he's over.
You say over. LBF.
He's over. He's alive. Over. It's Bill Paxton who died.
Ah, see? Right. Twister. Yeah. Okay. Let's go with Rich. Doris yep. Day. Over or under? Doris Day.
Doris Day. I'm going to go with under.
Under. Nancy?
Under.
Under. LBF?
Que sera, sera. Dead.
That's dead. Okay. Wow. Rich. Actually, it's Nancy's turn. Nancy, Christopher Plummer, the actor. Over or under? Christopher Plummer.
Over.
You say over, Rich? What do you say?
Oh.
Christopher Plummer.
I'm going to go under, just to be on the other side.
And LBF.
He's over. He's alive.
He's alive.
Wow. Lives in Connecticut.
Okay.
Handsome.
Oh, man, I'm going down.
Okay, yeah. You have a chance at a comeback. Let's start with you.
Kim, dying, Rich.
Rich, Kim Novak. You're still over. Kim Novak. Classic blonde actress. Kim Novak.
Oh, man.
Over or under?
You're killing me here. I'm going to say she is over.
You say over? How about you, yep. Nancy?
I'm going to say over as well.
LBF.
She is alive.
Yay, wow. Kim. Right. Okay. Jim Neighbors.
It.
Nancy, Jim Neighbors.
Goal.
Over or under? Yeah, right? Go.
Under.
You say under. Rich, what do you say?
He's under.
You say under. LBF.
He is under.
Okay.
He is dead.
All right, here's your last shot. Here it is. Start with Rich. Harry Belafonte. Over or under?
I don't even know who he is, so I'm going to say he's under.
You say under? Okay, Nancy?
I'm going to say under also.
LBF?
He's alive.
Alive!
He's alive.
Oh, come, Mr. Tally Man. Tally me bananas.
He's not dead.
You did that? All right. Just for fun, Rich, maybe you know Chubby Checker, dead or alive, over or under. Chubby?
I'm going to say he's dead.
You say Chubby's dead?
Yeah.
And Nancy?
I say dead as well.
No, LBF?
He's alive.
Chubby's
Whoa.
Alive.
Can you believe
all right.
it?
All right. Brian.
Yeah, even though he's overweight.
Wow. Yeah, he's chubby.
chubby.
Let that be a lesson to right. you. Have the donut.
Brian, what's the score?
All right. Rich got 6 correct, okay. and Nancy got 8 correct.
Oh, Nancy. Nancy's Yay. Over.
Nancy, you're the winner. Bye-bye, Rich.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right. It's fun.
Bye. Yeah.
Okay. There you have it. Nancy, hang on. You're going to get a nice prize, okay?
Oh, that's great. Thank
Yay.
You.
Yay. See, it pays to listen. That's a fun game. You know
Not
why?
Not for the dead people.
Yeah, because we're over, right? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Cloudy today and a high of 65. Tomorrow, 65. Sunday, 65. So there it is.
Yep.
3 in a row. Okay, Trisha is on the phone. Good morning, Trisha.
Good morning.
Hey, so you called after we played the 6 feet over-under game because you thought I had said that Bill Pullman was in Twister, right?
Correct.
But it was Bill Paxton.
Right.
So, but...
But it's a confusing...
It was confusing.
Two
but,
people.
Yeah, but we knew it was Bill Paxton who was in Twister, who's deceased.
No longer with us.
He's under.
Under.
That's a sad
yeah.
story.
So that's that. Sorry to get it twisted like that.
Oh, God, no, Bob. Come on.
That's okay.
Yeah, I know, right? I apologize. No, I feel like anyway. I should get hazard pay.
But, Trisha, you liked the game, right? It was fun.
We should, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, no, I wouldn't encourage that.
Hey, don't pile on, Bob.
Yeah,
come on. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. Hey, Trisha, yeah, you said you had a suggestion for a game that we should play. Now, what is your suggestion?
Well, we're all trying to get through quarantine and everything, and we're all learning new things. So I thought it would be kind of a fun game if people called in with like a fun fact, something that they know that maybe somebody else doesn't know.
Oh, I like that.
Bob loves fun facts.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Do you have a fun fact, for instance?
Or learning something.
Yeah, or what's yours? Go ahead.
Okay, well, my husband's been a truck driver for over 30 years, and he taught me that when you're driving on the highway and a truck driver lets you in front of them by flashing their lights or waving you or whatever, when you get in front of them, you're supposed to actually blink your hazard lights twice and that signifies a thank you.
Oh, that I didn't know that.
I thought you were supposed to just jam on your brakes.
No, that's not it.
So if you're behind, if you're behind and you want to pass the truck and he lets you go by, put your hazard ons after.
Yeah,
just twice. If it's three times, is it another kind of you?
Yeah.
Not a thank you?
You never told me that.
But that's a fun fact.
No, it's just a fun fact.
I like that.
That's great.
Now, when you're on the highway, give the truckers respect and give them a little thank you.
I like it.
Well, all right.
And on the reverse, if they do it to you, now you know what it means, because now you can say, oh, what a cool guy. He said thanks.
That defines sign language on the highway. I never knew that. As long as I've been driving. Wow.
I just do the horn thing, and I love that.
They love that, don't they?
I'm eight.
Hey, all right. That was good. If anybody has a fun fact Friday, let's go for it.
Love it.
Fun fact Friday.
I've learned something.
Look what we did. Hey, Trisha, that's fun.
Yay.
Fun fact Friday.
Right, so what do I get now? Because I came up with something cool.
Would you like a fun fact?
And you listen to Bob's jokes.
I know. All right. Hey, I don't think there's not enough money in the world.
Apparently there is.
Exactly.
Would you like a fun fact, Trisha? We don't have anything for you. And that's a fact. But we love the idea. Okay?
All right. Great, guys.
Thanks, Trisha. That's good. Okay. You too.
She's
bye-bye.
She's fun.
Yeah, she is fun.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's not an idea. Well, if you have a fun fact you want to share, go ahead. 888-410-1057.
Fun fact Friday.
I like it. Okay.
Okay. I know. It's right up Bob's alley.
Exciting.
He's parked in his driveway idling. Fun facts for all.
Okay. Why don't you tell us something we don't know, LBF?
Okay.
About dirty laundry or something.
All right.
Something.
So who? Okay. Who is Stevie Nicks' wish was older so that she could have a good time.
Now that's fun. God. That's fun.
That's a fun fact.
That's fun. All right, let's see what we have on this Friday morning in the world of Hollywood and beyond, LBF.
Okay, who does Stevie Nicks wish was a little older so they'd have something
so
to
she
talk
could
about?
Teach him.
Yeah.
How to be a great
blank.
Well, okay. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
All right. Bromances. But first, Bethany Frankel has opinions. And I like this one. I don't think that a $12,000 backpack for a 4-year-old going to school is probably the best optic right now.
$12,000 backpack.
Yeah, but that's what Kylie Jenner.
I thought it was Cardi B.
When a celebrity buy their kids jewelry, people be like, kids don't care about that. They only care about toys and candy. Mm-hmm. If I'm fly and daddy's fly, mm-hmm. then so is the kid.
Yeah.
If I'm wearing Shenanigans, my kid's having the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's not
up to what the kids like.
Yeah.
If it was the kids, they'll be outside in diapers.
Yeah, we don't want them on
diapers.
They don't
know. Yeah, $12,000. They don't care. It's the parents.
They fly,
so
you fly.
Yeah, Kylie Jenner apparently had a Hermes bag, and she wanted her daughter Stormy to have same.
Yeah, right.
So she sent her to school with a $12,000 backpack and posted it on Instagram. And Bethany Frankel, who is a bazillionaire herself.
Soak that in. $12,000 backpack.
Yeah.
I used to complain about getting the
Land's End.
No, the Swedish one, the Norwegian one.
Oh, Hannah Anderson?
No, the Fiori. I don't know. I couldn't even pronounce it.
Wow. Well, apparently I can't even afford it.
I've never heard of it. It's some wacky Norwegian handbag backpack.
Bethany Frankel said it was the most transparent, humble brag, and it's inappropriate to flaunt your wealth amid the greatest unemployment crisis of our lifetime. Now, some people clap back at her because she has Hermes bags and, you know, homes everywhere. And so she tweeted, I commented on a $12,000 backpack. I'm no stranger to Hermes Paris bags, and I have a daughter and luxury cars. But flaunting under the guise of a back-to-school post during a pandemic and the greatest unemployment crisis in our lifetime is a choice.
I find myself agreeing with Bethany Frankel.
Yeah. She might be 2020's voice of reason because everyone else is unreasonable.
It's 2020.
Bethany,
not shocked.
Rising to the top. Okay, tell me if you could do this. I mean, considering it is Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa, I can't even say his name without stuttering because he's so handsome. So Lenny Kravitz used to be married to Lisa Bonet. Now Jason Momoa is married to her. And Lenny Kravitz and he have a great bromance. And Lenny Kravitz is on the cover of Men's Health this month. Buy it. It's worth it. Anyway, he looks fabulous. He said, people can't believe how tight Jason and I are or how tight I still am with Lisa, how we all relate. We just do it because that's what you do. You let love rule, right?
Wow.
As Lenny, far as the breakup,
it's his own song.
I know. Anyway, that's so healthy, but no. Could you imagine? All right, just for a moment.
Okay.
You break up with Carolyn.
Okay.
And then she
remarries.
She'd
probably break up with me. Go ahead.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And so she remarries, and you become BFFs with her new husband. Possible?
Mm. Is he Jason Momoa?
No.
Then no.
But if it was Jason Momoa, you
it's
might.
It's a little easier. You're like, I get it.
Okay.
I'm a great guy.
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
All right.
Good to know. Yeah, note to self. Hope Carolyn's listening.
Hope Jason Momoa's not listening.
All very strange. Hey, Stevie Nicks wishes this person was a little older so they could have something to talk about. If you know what
it's
I mean.
It's not Jason Momoa.
No,
okay,
he's old enough.
Yeah.
Who could it be?
Mm.
It's Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Which makes sense because it's on brand. She likes that curly haired sort of youngish, not as good as her singing or whatever person.
Yeah.
She dated
Lindsay
Buckingham.
Harry Styles. Yeah.
I guess that's nice. I don't
Ladies
have...
like Harry. What can you say?
Ladies like Harry.
They do.
I wish, like, I don't wish anybody was older. I wish people were alive. Like Paul Newman.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that would be nice.
That would be nice for you to...
Yeah.
Yeah, to enjoy.
Okay. Yes. Pet Cemetery action going on.
Yeah, I got it.
Wow. Really took a turn.
Are you done?
Oh, I'm finished.
Yeah, I'm going to call an audible if you're not. Okay. REO Speedwagon is your 80s artist of the day. And, that's in 12 minutes. We're going to give you a chance to win $500. And all you got to do is be caller 100 at this number, 855-485-2000. Jot that down. Speaking of Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, look at that.
It just works. Sometimes it just works.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today from Charlestown. It's Kathy. Morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself, Kathy.
I am a mother of a 12-year-old boy and live in Charleston with my husband and my sons.
12-year-old boy. Brian, how old is your boy?
11.
Oh, they're fun, right?
Good times.
They're fun.
They are fun. When I'm not taking him to hockey games and hockey practices, I work as a veterinarian.
A veterinarian?
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's good.
That's a lot of school for that.
I know.
Well, must be smart.
Yeah. You sound smart to me, Kathy. Well, $1,000 go a long way to feed that 12-year-old, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, for sure.
Let's do it. You ready to play Super Smart?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's why I called.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, Bob.
Yeah, that's why I figured. Okay. All right, LBF, are you ready in that corner?
Yeah.
Here we go. Kathy, get them all right, you get $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. We'll get back to it. Here we go.
What is 9 plus 9?
18.
When is Halloween?
October 31st.
Massachusetts was the state that saw the start of the American Revolution. True or false?
True.
What do you call a group of geese?
A gaggle.
COVID-19 is what kind of virus?
A coronavirus.
Bob Barker was the host of this daytime game show.
The Price is Right.
Who was the first U.S. president to have a woman serving in his cabinet? FDR, JFK, or LBJ?
Pass.
Who sings Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Cindy Lauper.
Supreme Court Justice RBG stands for what?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Sarah Jessica Parker played this character on Sex and the City.
Carrie something.
Who was the first U.S. president to have a woman serving in his cabinet?
Carrie Bradshaw.
FDR, JFK, LBJ.
FDR.
Guess what?
Oh,
we have a winner.
Got a winner.
Oh, wow. I'm so happy.
Kathy, congratulations. You got them all right under the wire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You
won $1,000.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah. You did it.
You went right through.
Buzzer. You held on to the FDR answer, but you got it. And you got Carrie Bradshaw.
I would have taken Carrie.
I would have taken Terry Bradshaw.
I wouldn't have taken Terry Bradshaw.
No, I know.
But wow, that's amazing. Great job.
What a great way to start the weekend, right?
Oh, that's great. I'm so excited.
You are super smart. And not only you got $1,000, you have an exclusive rare WROR super smart t-shirt because super smart. Okay?
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. That was great.
That was great. Now that we've given you $1,000, you have to answer one more question.
Sure.
What is the number one station in Boston?
Oh, WROR.
Hey!
Yay! Got another one right. Super smart.
Got a bonus question. Kathy, you hang on, okay?
That's awesome.
Kathy from Charlestown.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
So are you. Don't go anywhere. Oh, I didn't even tell. Does she get the prize, too? I think she does.
I don't know.
Go ahead, go for it.
You want to give
the consolation prize?
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
We're also going to give you a $50 Kowloon restaurant gift card just for playing.
That's great. And by the way, my birthday is Halloween, so I love that question.
Oh! Hey, it's your birthday month, too. It's my birthday month.
Okay,
happy birthday.
Okay, fine.
Listen. Happy birthday.
Yeah, she knows.
Say it like you mean it, Kevin. I knew Yvette was going to get your gaggle. When you said that,
I knew that too. I was like, this is easy. All right.
Hang on, Kathy. Congrats.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good. We got a winner. It's been a while.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Okay.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, first, this is pretty cool. Congrats to Andrea from Uxbridge. She's the latest winner with the 80s Artist of the Day.
Wow.
Yeah, $500 for Andrea. Thanks for listening. Your next shot at 12, Julie Devereaux will play REO Speedwagon again.
So much money flying
around.
Throwing
around money. We had a super smart winner today.
It's like working in a vault.
Right. But it's not your money.
I know.
That's right.
You're reminded of that constantly.
Yeah, okay, fine. What's cool?
Well, almost half of Americans do this to their car, and I'm one of them. And today is a day to celebrate.
I am not. Nope.
I'd name your car.
I bet you have. Black Beauty? No.
No.
It's not Black Beauty.
No, it's not.
Okay, fine. Brian, what do you got?
All right, well, Saturday Night Live is coming back this year, and they're bringing in a big name to play Joe Biden. Did you hear?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And this is the ultimate prank. I'm not a prankster, per se. But I respect this prank.
Okay.
Okay. What one BFF did to his BFF was the ultimate prank. I want to get your reaction to it, LBF.
Okay.
All right. Go.
All right. October 2nd. I had no idea. It's Name Your Car Day.
Name it what?
Choosing a name that best fits our car's personality. Now, I know what you drive, and I know what kind of personality your car is, but I can't say it on the radio.
I like Black Beauty is a good name for my car.
Okay.
I might call it that.
You might. I won't. But 50%, almost 50% of Americans name their cars.
Isn't that funny?
I remember my mom named hers, but I can't. It was the 70s, and I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I named mine. I have a Volkswagen Eos. It's red.
Yeah.
I call her Joan London.
I like it.
Because my father, at one point, when I got a red sweater, I held it up to myself, and he screamed out of nowhere, "Joe London!" And so because Joan London looks good in red, he explained. And then my friends were around, and they're like, you need to name that car Joan London, you know? I'm like, yes, I will.
So dad like Joan London?
Dad, my dad loved Joan London.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
She was nice. Joan was always nice.
She was pretty and blonde and on TV. And my dad
looked good in red.
Was shallow.
Well, I guess we all
in the best possible way.
Yes. All right. Hey, Bruce. We love you.
All right. Okay. That's our time.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Hey, tomorrow night, the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. It's hosted by Chris Rock and Megan Thee Stallion, the musical guest. Should be fun. Chris Rock is doing Fargo now, so it's really cool.
Yeah.
But the big news is, of course, they need somebody to play Joe Biden. They've had Jason Sudeikis do it in the past, John Mulaney, Woody Harrelson, but they're bringing in the big guns, Jim Carrey.
And the big teeth.
And the big teeth.
Yeah.
They unveiled his look on with a little teaser of Jim all done up in the makeup.
Look good?
He puts the sunglasses on. He's got the smile. It should be a frenetic impersonation.
Oh, yeah. So, I know.
Say one thing about Joe. He likes his Ray-Bans.
He likes
Aviators.
I like those. It's good. It's a good look.
Okay, this is an awesome prank. A 24-year-old guy named Lee in Glasgow, Scotland, he knew his 38-year-old friend Stephen was going on a first date to a steak restaurant.
Scottish pranksters are the best.
These guys. So Lee, the 24-year-old prankster, called the restaurant pretending to be Stephen before the date to set up a special dessert surprise.
Oh.
Yeah. He had the server bring over a cake at the end of the meal that said, "Will you marry me?" written on the plate in icing.
That's amazing.
Lee caught the whole thing on video. He wound up paying for the meal, so he dropped about $180 on the prank. But he says it was worth it. And if you're wondering, Stephen's date
Said no.
Yeah. And she was not happy by the prank.
She wasn't.
Not happy.
That's a good test then.
Guess what? So Lee may have taken, he tanked any potential relationship.
Good. If she has no sense of humor.
She had no sense of humor.
And she's Scottish?
Yeah.
Forget it.
She thought it was awful. And the whole
order some
awful.
More haggis and move along.
I'd have been like, I would have doubled down and been like, yes, I'll marry you. I don't want to do this any more than you do. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Justice of the peace.
Let's see
get it done.
Let's go.
You got a funny friend. We can hang out.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's a plot twist.
Right?
Man.
Who's laughing now?
When's the date? Okay, good to know. Hey, we got Zoe on the phone. Scott, he's just driving through a car wash. He's going to join us. It's Football Friday with Scott Zolak.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? You duck back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents.
Cam's gonna run it. Newton to the pylon.
Got
touchdown.
It.
Touchdown. Yeah. Patriot.
That's a man right there, boy.
Woo. First and goal to go snap. Cam take it. He's gonna throw a pop pass to the line. And Johnson makes the catch. Touchdown. Patriots.
Pretty, pretty, pretty. Put a bow on that one. What deception by Newton.
Well, I think we got Scott Zolak right around the corner if it really comes to that. Hopefully he'll get ready to go if we need him.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's Football Friday with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank and Duncan. Good morning, Zoe.
Morning, peeps. What's going on? Another Friday.
Another Friday. That's why we love talking to you. We know it's Friday. Plus, we know it's a Football Friday. Got that going for us?
Can't beat that.
Are we a little concerned? Here we go.
Wait a minute. It's not a Football Friday in the state because we would have high school football tonight, but we don't. Yeah.
That stinks.
So, not that we need to be reminded of it.
No. That does stink. You're right. Hey, but we're off to Kansas City to play what I think is the best quarterback and probably the best team. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, they're the top. No doubt about it. KC's way out in front of everybody, and everybody else is chasing them like little dogs. They got the best player in the game in Mahomes, and the fun thing about watching him, and it's funny for me because usually when you would play a Peyton Manning, you couldn't stand that player, or if you would play Pittsburgh, you can't stand Roethlisberger. Mm. I actually enjoy watching Mahomes play when we play him because he always does something different and he doesn't do the stupid mistake or repetitive mistake that you see most guys make. I think he's the most fun, young, dynamic player in the game, and I enjoy calling the games with him.
Yeah, we've never seen anything like this guy, right? I mean, the combination
Not to like. And he's,
right.
Seems like he's always having fun, including his teammates. His teammates like him. He's a likable guy.
Well, then how do we beat the Kansas City Chiefs? Coach Zoe, go ahead.
Hold the ball. Hold the football. Now, the best thing you have going for you is you've rushed the ball combined for over 200 yards in two of your first three games. The first game against Miami and then this last week. So you saw Sony and then you got James White back this week. Boy, what a guy like that to go through what he's went through.
Mm.
And to hopefully feel that his mom is stabilized to the point where James can return. He was at practice yesterday practicing with the team. And if he's doing that, he's coming back to play, and it shows you what type of man he is, what type of captain he is, that he knows how important his Chief game is to his team.
That's great. Burkhead's unbelievable, too, right? What a football player.
My favorite, man. I've been saying it for years, and he's had some injuries, but when he's right, he's the most dynamic back they have. He can catch it. He's good against the screen. He can run. He's a good blocker. He does everything.
Phenomenal last week. Yeah, Brian, you got a question?
So I'm just curious. This is going to be probably the biggest test for our defense. And defensive player of the year, Stephon Gilmore, is he looking like a defensive player of the year to you?
Well, right now he's not. And when Steph first got here a couple of years ago, he had the worst September I've ever seen. And I'm not saying he's having that now, but he will figure things out. And don't forget, he draws the number one matchup every week.
Yeah.
So those guys are pretty good. They're going to make plays. And he was there on Metcalf on the long touchdown and just knocked the ball out. So it's not like he's getting smoked here. He'll figure it out.
Is he missing those preseason games to get up to speed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Tackling. Look at the linebackers and the lack of tackling. Every team could run the ball at the beginning of games. For whatever reason, they stopped doing it.
Right. So you're not going to Kansas City, right? You're calling the game.
No.
How do you do
Bob
that?
Bob and I will call the game from our home booth in Gillette Stadium, an empty Gillette Stadium.
How many TVs do you have?
6.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds great.
That's amazing.
We don't feed us, though. We're going to bring our own food.
That stinks.
Jeez, that stinks.
You're going to talk to management.
All right. Before we get a score from you, Zoe, LBF's got her question.
Okay, here's my getting to know Zoe question.
I love you.
All right, so Gordon Hayward missed the birth of his son for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Would you ever miss the birth of a child for a game?
Playoffs. Oh, that's a good question. Depends how bad the team was, how important I was to the team. But Bill Parcells was my head coach a long time ago, and he told us in the offseason, don't none of you guys be so stupid where you got to have a baby during a year. You better make sure you have your baby during the offseason. So the pre-planned pregnancy was great by us. Like, we would get after it during the regular season.
Get after it. My.
Learning a lot.
What a romantic.
And then he's like, hey. Tuesday's an off day, so one of my kids was born on a Tuesday.
Nice.
Sadly, my first one was born on Pearl Harbor Day, which was a Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
So it was a plan. What do you call that? Scheduled pregnancy.
That's good.
C-section. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach, yeah, Parcells, that inducer. Get it done on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. There you go. Have you ever missed anything important with your kids because of a game that you regret?
My little ones, you'll miss a game from when I was traveling with the football team. But like last year was my son's first year playing tackle football. And supposedly his best game, I missed because we had to be we were away. We were in another city somewhere. I can't remember which one.
Right.
Oh.
Well, season out. He's a good dad. Right.
He's
makes
a good
Zoe
dad.
Cry.
Yeah. That's my goal this season.
All right. Let's see. All right. So give us your thoughts. Sunday, 4:30 on Sports Hub. And what do you think the score is going to be?
I think it's going to be a good game. I think they got a chance to pop them. They'll take Kansas City 31-27.
Wow.
Really?
You know what? You haven't been wrong all year yet. Just saying. So there you have
it. That's why I'm Zoe.
That's it.
That's why I'm Zoe. All right, get after it, Zoe.
Yeah. Tear it up.
All right. Wow. Talk to you next week, Zoe. Wow. Well, we got after it. All right. So thanks to Clinton Savings Bank. CSB goes beyond banking. For your business, visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. You know, you don't get that kind of sports talk anywhere else.
No, right. You don't.
No, you don't.
We get after it.
You tear it up, I think you said. So that's good. Thank you, Zoe, once again.
Oh, my.
And go
You
Pats.
Should have a Hallmark card line.
Zoe cards. Oh, my God. Yeah. Right. I don't think Zoe.
Only available at Spencer Gifts. Yeah. All
right. Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
Congrats. Our super smart player today, Kathy from Charlestown. She got all 10, got $1,000. It's been a while since
I know. I'm so excited for her.
She's very nice. Is she a veterinarian?
She's a surgeon.
Surgeon. So she was smart. She got him.
Or at least that's what she says. Well, I believe her.
Yeah. She surgically answered all 10 questions. Tell you that. We also had a call from Tricia a little bit earlier, and we were playing this little fun fact thing, and she had a fact that we never heard of before. Her husband's a truck driver, and she said, here's something you might not know, but if you're behind a truck and you want to pass them, and maybe you flash your lights and they wave you on.
It's like if they let you in, flash your hazard lights.
Okay.
When they let you in, if they let you in
to
merge.
It's like a little thank you. Do it twice.
Don't go up behind the truck flashing your lights.
No.
Don't do that. No, no. Don't do that.
I was confused at why they like that.
I just like it when I do this with my arm and make them blow the horn because I'm 8.
you still do that.
I do. I love it.
Well, we had a call from somebody who has a... something can make you very happy then.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, what's up?
I heard LBF said she had something... that she's like an 8-year-old she likes. I got something for her.
All right.
Ready?
Yep. Yeah, that's awesome.
Go ahead.
I love it.
Flash your hazards. Go ahead.
Enjoy. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Most people don't even use a blinker when they're in front of us, so the hazards work.
Okay.
Anything helps.
No, but is that... Was she right, the lady who called and said, Trish, about... flashing the truck driver after he lets you...
Your lights.
Your lights.
Yeah, no,
I mean, the other thing works, too. Trust me. They'll always let you in.
The truck flash.
When
you're clear enough...
That's so funny.
Go ahead.
When you're clear enough, we'll flash you and let you in.
Yeah.
And most people do. They'll either tap the brakes twice or use their... hazard.
That's nice.
I mean, it's just common courtesy.
I like
it. Most people, they cut in front of you and slam their brakes on.
Yeah, that's Brian.
That's Brian.
You know?
What?
So,
he's nice.
Hulk and the Bandit's my favorite movie.
All right, we got to go. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for the horn.
You got it.
There it is. Truck driver gave you a horn. So, yeah.
Truckers, they keep our nation moving.
Be nice to them. I didn't know they want you to...
Yeah.
They appreciate
a little bit of a hazard flash.
Okay. That flashing.
Listen, whatever it takes, buddy.
Is that right?
Sometimes merging ain't easy.
Keep that TJ Maxx stocked.
I'm a very valuable passenger.
Oh, my God. Driving around her little Jones London car, just making truckers happy. LBF, 850s.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.